In the Midwest, floodwaters are still rising, forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes. The most widespread damage is in Iowa, where several rivers have topped record flood levels. Iowa Governor Chet Culver has declared 83 of the state's 99 counties disaster areas. He put the cost of the flood damage in the billions.
It is a state of emergency across the many parts of our state. And obviously, here in Cedar Rapids is a place where we are extremely concerned for all the residents in this area, and that is why we are here.
Cedar Rapids is underwater, and the Des Moines River is expected to crest tonight. Earlier today, authorities there issued a voluntary evacuation order. But the hardest-hit city thus far is Cedar Rapids, and that's where NPR's David Shaper joins us now. David, you just went on a boat ride with local firefighters. What did you see?
Well, Michelle, we went up and down the streets here looking for pets that had been left behind. The search and rescue effort, and this might be a good sign, is moved beyond searching for people and for pets that had been stranded and left behind by their owners. But it's just a devastating scene. I mean, it's rivers up and down every street. I'm at the staging area right now, and we're a good mile and a half or so from where the river's edge normally is. So that gives you some sense of just how widespread the water is and the power of the current out there. I mean, it's swirling, and you know, when it hits up against a building, and some of these buildings are submerged up to their roof lines, or at least their whole first floors are submerged. It's just a devastating scene, and the currents are a little hard to manage for these firefighters as they move their boats around, but they have had several successful pet rescues so far this afternoon.
In Cedar Rapids, there was a concern about one of the big railroad bridges. I understand they were actually posting large railroad cars to make sure that bridge didn't wash away. What happened?
Well, it was an amazing thing. The power of the current as the floodwaters were rising yesterday just ended up knocking this bridge over, at least part of it. And they had put 20 rail cars, filled them with rocks, to try to weight down the bridge. And it just wasn't enough. The cars are now part of the river, as is part of that bridge. Now, there is another railroad bridge here that they've done the same thing, and the water did come up to the cars, but they are still in place. And as of now, that bridge has not yet collapsed.
David, can we talk about the situation in Des Moines? That's Iowa's capital. What's happening there? How dangerous is that situation?
Well, the situation there is that the Des Moines River and a river that feeds into it right in Des Moines called the Raccoon River, both are expected to crest within the next couple of hours. And it is a little bit earlier than they first thought the crest would happen, which is a little bit of good news. So maybe the waters did not rise quite as high as they thought, but the waters are very, very high there.
Now, speaking of all that rain, any relief in sight?
Actually, it's been a beautiful, sunny day today, dry for the first time in probably a week that we've gone a whole day without any sort of precipitation. And I can actually see from where I'm sitting that the Cedar River must have crested because it is starting to recede at least by a couple of inches. And that's 20 feet higher than flood stage and 12 feet higher than the previous record.
That's NPR's David Shaper. He's speaking to us from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.